Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro.
Yeah, bro, I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans of gambling.
I'm up, I'm down, I'm good, I'm bad.
I'm actually going to print T-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Put 50 or 100 on the Titans on the money line tonight. You'll probably lose, but if you win, it's a nice return.
Right.
Because they're a 9.5, 10-point underdog.
Yeah, I like the number.
But here's the one at my pick of the day. Tonight, the under 47.5.
Ooh, last time you told me to
Titans,
go under.
Ravens, I'm going it. Titans, Ravens, under tonight.
You have a bad stretch of unders lately.
That's okay. Big day yesterday. I've given you winning picks, folks, for free. Give you free picks. Hey, we have, according to Andy Hart, breaking news, correct?
Yes. Do we have anything we need to play?
Breaking news.
I'm going to assume that this happened.
Breaking news. This is breaking news on Sports Radio WEEI.
Exclusively, according to our friends over at TMZ.com. Never good when you start with TMZ.
No, but listen, they're accurate.
No,
and when they break news, they are first and they are accurate.
Especially when it happened reportedly in Beverly Hills. Patriots star Julian Edelman was arrested Saturday night for allegedly jumping on the hood of someone's Mercedes, TMZ has learned.
Shut the front door.
Law enforcement sources tell us, TMZ, it went down this way. Julian was in Beverly Hills walking around at about 9 p.m. when, for some unknown reason, he hopped up on a car, causing damage. Cops were in the area. Somebody flagged him down. He was arrested and cited for misdemeanor vandalism and released. He left with his friends. They don't know whether Julian had been drinking. Actually, they do say. Law enforcement sources say it was apparent to them Julian had been drinking. They'll decide whether to file charges. It's also possible that if he just makes good with the owner of the car, fixes the damage, they could make this go away. But Julian Edelman, according to TMZ, was arrested last night in Beverly Hills for misdemeanor vandalism for jumping on a car.
Wow. I'm pretty surprised about that.
I am not at all.
You really?
No, that's definitely something I could see him doing. Yeah. Getting bleep faced, and he's walking down the street with his boys, and somebody says something.
But
he's a big college kid. It's something I would have done in college and regretted.
But it's like he's 33 years old.
But he's a big college kid.
Yeah, I guess he's a rich,
big college kid.
Yeah,
I've always said that about these NFL. They're high school kids that didn't grow up. They play video games. They have more money now. They sneak a drink instead of sneaking it past their parents. It's past their coach or their whatever. It happens.
What are we doing? Jules!
Not the biggest deal, but not ideal either.
Wow.
Have your Super Bowl MVP.
I guess
still raining.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not a great look.
I don't think Bill Belichick's going to be very happy at that one.
No.
You know, that's not how you spend the offseason, Jules, especially one weekend after your early playoff exit. See, folks, see the residual effects when you get knocked out early. One of your star players gets arrested for misdemeanor vandalism of a car in Beverly Hills. Had you been playing this weekend, that wouldn't have happened.
Now, that's a fact.
Right.
Would not have happened.
That would not have happened.
Had you been playing this weekend, that could not, would not, no way would have happened.
Oh, man.
Now, again, not a huge deal. He'll pay the guy. He'll give the guy.
Right.
Here's $5,000 to fix the hood of your car. I think it said it was a Mercedes. Whatever. You fix the car. We all move on.
But now I want to know why. Now, what was the...
He's drunk.
Yeah, but...
With his boys. You've never done dumb things.
Yeah, but like not jumping...
You've never been with anybody?
No, but not jumping on the car and vandalizing somebody's car.
I won't use names or...
Yeah.
But I was with... Same exact thing. With boys, you know, we've been drinking.
Yeah, like
in
your
20s. And a guy just kicks a mirror and smashes it off and you're like, what are we doing? It wasn't me. It was somebody I was with.
Right.
Like, it happens.
But in your 20s, I bet.
Yes.
Okay.
Early 20s.
Yeah, not your third. That's what I'm saying. Julian Edelman.
No, but he lives in a different world. He didn't have to grow up. He's Peter Pan. He plays NFL football, makes a lot of...
Yeah, it's true.
So he essentially is a high school or a college kid. It's football, and then football ends, and it's, now what do we do?
Or endorsements.
Do you want to go get drunk?
Get a documentary done?
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. He's not married. He has one child, but not... Right. Not in a, you know, three kids and go home to the kids like Ben Watson or Tom Brady kind of place.
Yep.
So you don't grow up. It's fine. True. Could happen to you. Could happen to me.
Hey, listen, it's true. He has not grown up. You're right about
that.
Because
I don't say that as a criticism necessarily. It's just the reality of his world. Gronk hasn't grown up either.
No.
Now, Gronk's...
Yeah, he hasn't.
No,
he
hasn't. Smarter than this, where Gronk has a bus or Gronk avoids these things.
Right, that's
where Edelman has not. Edelman's had a few of these over the years.
Gronk has never been on the police blotter.
I do not believe he has. No.
So like the only thing Gronk will do is he'll take Steve Harvey's, Muriel made of Legos and smash it.
I don't think that word is what you wanted in that sentence. Muriel? I don't even know that that's a word.
No. What is that? Like his
bust?
Well, whatever it was, but regardless.
And I'm assuming that was part of the shtick.
But not according to Steve Harvey. He did not want that.
You know, it was the Montreal screw job. It was some question as where reality is and who knows what. And maybe they wanted an organic reaction from Steve Harvey so they don't tell him that we're going to do it.
What do you get all Muriel, what's like bust, whatever. What's the difference?
I don't even know what word is you're using.
Muriel.
Do you mean mural?
Mural. That's what it is.
Jesus. I'm like Muriel and a Muriel. As you would put it, is a large painting.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's what I
Jesus,
meant.
Jesus, are you having a tough Sunday morning?
No, I'm not.
It's not the word, and it doesn't mean what you think it means.
Well, that's what... But
how many masters do you have from how many universities that regret it?
Three. But here's the thing. Wait a second. Well, you went to one school. You got a bachelor's. Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay. So here's the thing. What's the difference? It was just something, a Lego whatever of him.
But not a painting.
A bust.
Okay. Yes, a bust. Perfect.
But he busted. And then Gronk, that's not something that's going to get you arrested.
No, and Gronk never has. And I've always said that. People that say Gronk's like a big, dumb, tight end, frat boy. Yeah, how many times has he done something that you would say is really dumb? He hasn't.
Yeah.
He gets on a bus.
Like the Julius.
Any pregnancies?
No.
That we know of?
No.
Any reports of, sexual assault or questionable things? Nope. Seems like when Gronk does something, both parties involved enjoy it.
And it's always on camera like he did at the Super Bowl one year when he sort of got on the couch and gave that girl a lap dance.
He's a big kid.
He's a kid.
But it never leads to TMZ is reporting that blah, blah, blah.
No.
Gronk's smarter than you think he is.
Oh, he is.
I've always made the comparison to Jessica Simpson. She was so stupid in the, is this chicken or is this tuna? Yeah, she was laughing all the way to the bank, cashing every check when those MTV days.
Unfortunately for her, she downgraded when she went from Romo to the guy that she ended up being the father of her children.
Okay, focus. She's smarter than you think, just like Gronk.
Oh, no.
Whereas Edelman,
probably
not smarter than you think when you're doing these things.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson's definitely very smart, but she knew what she was saying back then.
Yes!
She knew it.
Just like Gronk, I think, plays up the character because it's worked for him for 10 years.
I always look at this, too, about when her and her ex, Nick Lachey, they got together, he was the star.
Right.
And then she became the star.
Right.
It's like Samantha Ponder, when she married Christian...
You're marrying an NFL player.
But now
he's married to an ESPN.
And she's the breadwinner.
Right.
But his career in terms of...
Which I think is fair.
That's fine.
Shouldn't it work? Not everybody can have the Brady Giselle.
Oh, no.
They're both superstars.
Brady
they're both
and Giselle,
making whatever they want.
Yeah, Brady and Giselle are the Jay-Z Beyonce of sports and modeling.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They're commensurate, but she's still more successful than him, where I think Jay-Z is more successful than Beyonce, but in terms of financial earnings.
If we looked at really couples, how that's worked.
Financial earnings, but
one
yes.
One couple was the bread, and then maybe they flop, or they both stay high. You know who could be, she hasn't embraced it, but the Obamas could have been that he led her to the presidency, right? Everybody wants her to run for president, and she has been hesitant to do so, but they could have done a little flippage there.
Could be.
You like her? Okay.
Danny Cranston's up next. What's up, Dan? No comment. What's up, Dan? Hello.
Good morning, failures. How you doing?
Hey.
I just want to do the, before I do the Minnesota Brady thing, the Cousins Garoppolo comparison that you're talking about, it's laughable, and I'm going to tell you why, outside of mistakes. I've watched every down of every game this season, and when it comes to being clutch, Jimmy G is about 10 billion times more clutch than Kirk Cousins will ever be.
I agree with you.
What he did in New Orleans last week, Jimmy G did about a half dozen times this year.
Right.
It's not even close.
But what about all the looseness with the football?
Well, so what?
We're not talking about detail. No. I'm not talking about one game. Have you watched the whole season?
Yeah, I have.
Nobody fumbles more than him cheaply in the pocket. A guy runs by and maybe breathes on the football.
Well,
and he drops
Drew Brees fumbled last week.
I know. Mark, he cleaned that up in the second half of the season. He's lost like probably two fumbles or three fumbles since week 9.
So you have no questions about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well,
I have questions, but he's in the first goddamn year of his career, too. That's the thing.
Well, hey, Dan, I'm with you. Listen, there's a point, Andy can compare him to Kirk, like any general manager, I think all 32, including the general manager of his own team, Rick Spielman, the Vikings, would take Jimmy G over Kirk Cousins.
I agree. Okay. I agree 100%. Okay. But I'm not sold yet that Jimmy G won't be Kirk Cousins in a couple of years. Where he puts up big numbers and wins games and then loses games.
Well, he hasn't done it yet. He's 23 and
yeah, I know all the numbers. I don't need the numbers regurgitated. Thank you.
Hey, I'll say this too, Dan. What? How about Belichick? Did Belichick not put – you know what's weird? Belichick put his former employee in a position to succeed more this year than he did his current employee, Tom Brady. He really did. He hooked Jimmy G up with John Lynch in San Francisco, and they got Kittle and Samuel and Mostert, who used to be like, you know, a guy who was a special
practice
team
squatter guy.
Right, and now he's a starting runner. I mean, oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
Mark, what everybody dismisses about this, though, is that before Jimmy G got there, they were 1-10, and then they won 5 in a row. Right?
Hey, you don't have to convince me on Jimmy G.
And then they were 4-12. Now he's back healthy, and they're the overwhelmingly Super Bowl favorite. Now, granted, the defense is great and everything, but the personnel has not changed that much. He's a winner. He's always going to be a winner. And my final point was, I was on the bandwagon. I've called too many shows 2 years ago saying that if they were going to move Brady, it had to have been at the end of 2017, right after the Super Bowl loss to the Eagles. You could have traded him to Minnesota when Cousins was on his way there. And you could have got 3-4 first-round picks for Brady, and Jimmy G would be here in his, second or third year, and we'd all be happy right now.
Yeah, see, I think that's revisionist history in terms of I can't just FYI, 2 years ago, when Tom Brady was getting ready to play against the Philadelphia Eagles, Tom Brady said, quote, "I'm half Minnesotan, too."
Oh, yeah.
He said that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, we can make these
things. Tom Brady on the Minnesota Vikings.
We can make these things fit our narrative if we want. We can also poke holes in them if we wanted to. This is a fun little one. The Jimmy G thing, I like Jimmy G as much as anyone. But to me, you have blinders on if you don't see that there are still questions about him as a guy. I mean, he throws the ball. They did the whole thing yesterday. Now, some of it is the offense, but he throws the ball at the line. It's Brady-like, dink and dunk, right? Let guys make runs after catches. And also, don't tell me the personnel hasn't changed. Deebo Samuel's not an addition. Emmanuel Sanders not an addition. They've made additions. John Lynch deserves a lot of credit for the team he's put together. That offensive line is a little bit like the Titans. I watched the game and everybody says, oh, they can run regardless of who's in there. Tevin Coleman's in there, he's gaining yards. Breed is in there, he's gaining yards. Mostert's in there, he's gaining yards. Well, what does that tell you? It's not the running back. It's the line of scrimmage that they snap the ball, and those guys just all move forward 3, 4, 5 yards and let these guys take advantage of it. Who put the line together? Not Jimmy G. John Lynch deserves a lot of credit for what he's put together
He's right now on a roll in the last 3 years. Now, kudos to, you know, obviously he sort of fleeced New England when Bill Belichick, you know, basically was forced to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's like,
he didn't fleece him. Bill just said, you want Garoppolo for a 2? And as Lynch put it, I said, let me call you back. Hung up, said, holy crap, will you get Garoppolo for a 2? Called him, yeah, we'll do that deal. I mean, that's how that went down. Yeah. There was no fleecing involved.
And I think Lynch took care of Bill with Trent Brown.
Yeah, I don't really buy that.
You don't buy that?
No.
I buy it.
I think they wanted to move on from Trent Brown, and they made a deal, and it looks like it was some quid pro quo,
call. All I know is Tom Brady didn't get touched last year on the left side.
Trent Brown was phenomenal.
He was great.
No doubt about that, and they did not replace that this year. Now, I have a lot of people. There are a lot of supporters for Isaiah Wynn. I've been surprised. Like, I've seen people tweet me, you're going to see the best left tackle in football next year.
But I heard that from all 22, Matt Chatham, during the summer. They wanted to go ahead and put his dome, Bronze's dome, in Canton next to John Hanna and Jackie Slater.
He may be good.
Right.
But I haven't seen anything that lends me to believe he's Tyron Smith or Jonathan Ogden or one of these 10-year left tackles.
No, I don't either.
He may be fine. He should be. He's a first-round left tackle. You should be pretty good.
He was a guard. He was both. Right. He was both. But I want to see more. I want to see. Here's the thing. My thing about Isaiah Wynn is this. Stay on the field. Mm-hmm. Stay on the field.
And he did over the second half of the season.
Over the second half. The first half, he wasn't. Last year, he played, a game and a quarter?
Well, no. Preseason.
Yeah.
And then this year, he played.
No, that's what I mean. A game and a quarter. Like, it's just like, come on, man. Like, you got to stay on the field. Like, you just, this doesn't. Oh, and another thing, too. We'll get to this next, which I want to get your organic reaction because I am livid about something that happened last night. During the games yesterday. We'll get to that next. 617-779-7937.
I'm intrigued.
Oh yeah. We will definitely get to this.
This is how you know we don't have production meetings. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. And it's like I didn't know about the breaking news on Edelman. I didn't know about that. Julian Edelman arrested last night, Beverly Hills, probably somewhere near Mr. Chow, that restaurant there in Beverly Hills, acting a fool at the age of 33. Dude, like, can I just say two words to him? Grow up.
He's decompressing. It was a long season. He's got surgeries that are coming. He was decompressing.
Just grow up, dude. It's just not a, like, it's just so.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
It is what it is.
Right.
It's a bad look. It's not a huge deal. It's a bad look.
See, if you had beaten the Dolphins, then you'd be playing today at 3:05. That's all I'm going to say. All right, now it's time for
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I mean, the guy is, he is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page, and everybody's putting their best foot forward. Can't just stick your toe in the water, especially, you know, you got your foot up in the air. When you go out there and just put your best foot forward. He's got great feet. You know, he has good feet. He's another guy who has great feet. You want to make sure that you bring your best foot forward out there. Let's go out there and being good little foot soldiers. You definitely have to be on your toes and make sure that you're ready to go.
That was awesome. Wes Welker, listen, man, I don't care how much trouble that got you with Belichick and he put you in the doghouse because it did. But yep. I love that. I love that. All right, so here's what.
Wes Welker's still playing, right? Isn't he a wide receivers coach in San Francisco?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He was with Houston for a while.
He was. So now Wes Welker still working these weekends. And
yeah,
Mike
he
Vrabel's
is.
Still working these weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick is not.
Nope. What really drove me crazy last night was this really manufactured moment on the NFL Today on CBS when Bill Cowher got the invite to be into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, okay? Number one, Bill Cowher is the most overrated coach in NFL history.
He's up there.
There's no doubt. He won how many Super Bowls? One. And it was because the referees completely just screwed Mike Holmgren and the Seattle Seahawks along with Matt Hasselbeck. Okay? So let's just state that for the record. And maybe on January 15th, because they're going to announce a whole new, so that's coming up this week. I'm just incredulous and blown away that for whatever reason, take away my biasness of what he did at the U. That has nothing to do with it, because I hate the Dallas Cowboys. But the fact that Jimmy Johnson, as of today, is still not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame,
right,
who's responsible for three Super Bowl titles in Dallas. Now, you know and I know.
Yes.
That you and I, or Nick, or Dylan, behind the glass, if those guys were alive back in the day, could have coached the 95 Cowboys to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It did not take Vince Lombardi or Newt Rockne to win a Super Bowl with that team. That was Jimmy Johnson's team that Barry freaking Switzer won the Super Bowl with. Bill Cowher, you freaking Sergeant Slaughter clone with that chin of yours and that, you're so overrated. You shouldn't even have won that Super Bowl that you did win. And they did this whole thing with a guy from the Pro Football. By the way, that guy from the Pro Football Hall of Fame is scary.
Oh, yeah.
If that guy's knocking on my door, guess what I'm doing? If I'm in Florida, because I actually have license to carry down there, if he's knocking on my door, I'm going to get my piece.
He's a large man.
He is scary. He's a scary guy, yep. Like just overall. But Bill Cowher, if there was anybody as a coach not worthy of being inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's you. And I'll tell you this too, and I'm going to tell you this right now. There's another guy who's with the NFL Network right now. He might not get in on the first ballot, but he will get in one day, because when I say this name, I've said this name to you before. I used to be a colleague of mine down in Charlotte. He will get in one day, unfortunately, because of his numbers, Steve Smith. He won't be first ballot. He won't be second, but he'll get in one day. And because you work, when you work for either the NFL Network or one of the networks that the NFL has major property on, i.e. the Eyeball Network, CBS, but I thought that yesterday, now granted, it was cool. They brought his wife and daughter out. I thought that part was fine. But if there was, oh my God, if Bill Cowher is a Hall of Famer, what about Tom Flores? Tom Flores won two Super Bowls with the Raiders. You do know that, right?
Well, I would also argue Dan Reeves, and he didn't win it, and that's the problem. He's got the Andy Reid thing.
Is Marv Levy in?
Yeah. But Dan Reeves went with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Went with
the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Yep.
Didn't he take the Giants too?
No, he did not.
Okay.
That was Jim Fossil.
Okay.
Fossil.
But Dan Reeves, to me, like this focus on a Super Bowl ring, like if you win one, you're automatically a Hall of Fame coach, like Dungy and now Cowher. And if you don't win,
right.
Like, I'm sorry.
Dungy.
Marty Schottenheimer and Andy Reid are better coaches than Bill Cowher. I would take them any single day.
And who's the other guy that you mentioned? Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy.
Yes.
I would take them any day, because to me, proving you can do it in multiple spots has value. And I said to you the other day, don't worry, Jimmy will be in. Now I don't know anymore. If Bill Cowher's in, like I've sort of lost my faith and focus.
But here's my thing. You know, we talked about being on a major network that NFL has huge. Jimmy Johnson was on NFL and Fox for 20 years.
Right.
20 years.
I don't know. I don't really understand it.
My conspiracy theories on this, and I don't. Do you just think, and I think it's water under the bridge, I'm hoping, do you think there's a part that Jerry Jones is possibly doing? No.
I don't know, because I would counter that with Bill Belichick and Jimmy Johnson are super tight.
I know.
And Bill's part of this. This 10, whatever the committee is, part of this.
Well, can I tell you this on January, it's coming up on Wednesday. I think I'm hoping he gets in on Wednesday. They're going to announce the class.
I thought he would. I don't feel as confident anymore that.
Bill Cowher.
To me, Bill Cowher is fine. He was a good coach with one team for a long period of time. I thought he underachieved a number of times. And I hold that against coaches. If I think you flat out underachieved, didn't get the most out of your team, then how am I saying you're the greatest coach?
And let me say this too. From a guy who, Cowher, this guy is not in the Hall of Fame at all in a different sport, Rudy Tomjanovich. Rudy Tomjanovich won back-to-back NBA titles in 94, 95.
That's a Hall of Fame that lets anybody in.
Really?
I'm surprised you're not in because you grew up in the area.
Springfield, yeah.
Like, yeah. They let absolutely everybody
oh, yeah,
in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Arvydas Sabonis.
If you ever had a clipboard or bounced a ball, you got a chance to be in the basketball
Hall of Fame. So Rudy Tomjanovich was more successful to me, and you know what he did, too? He took down... Like, you look at what he did in winning those titles, he destroyed Shaq, okay? And then in 94, he beat the Knicks in a comeback seven-game series. I mean, Rudy Tomjanovich, he's not in the – Bill Cowher, you overrated Dudley Do-Right, Jay Leno, Chin, Sergeant Slaughter clone. Ugh, I can't believe you're in the Hall of Fame. It's like – It's not the Hall of Fame anymore. It's the Hall of, he was pretty good. He was all right.
Oh, yeah. So Dan Reeves, the New York era was not his best era. He went 11-5 the first year. They lost to San Francisco in the divisional playoff after an 11-win season. Then they went 9-7, 5-11, 6-10.
But he did take the Dirty Birds. He took the Dirty Birds,
which was sort of a one-year run.
Sure.
Because then they went 5-11 the very next year, 4-12, 7-9, 9-6.
But like you said, Andy Reid. Dan Reeves, Andy Reid, Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer over Bill Cowher and Tony Dungy.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've never really even when Bill Cowher first left the Steelers, there was all this talk every year. Oh, he's a hot coach. Where's he go? Yeah. Carolina. He's from the Panthers.
Yeah, his daughter goes to UNC Chapel Hill.
Like, give him $10 million. Okay. I mean, I would hire him, but it's not like I would say if I hired him. I'll be in the Super Bowl. I'm going to book the hotel next year.
By the way, another guy who got screwed against Cowher. I think he's a better coach than Cowher, Mike Holmgren. Mike Holmgren.
I would take him over. I don't think very highly of Cowher.
I don't either.
You know what I think of Cowher? Spitting. He spits a lot.
Right, he
when
spits
he talks,
a lot.
Yeah. Spittle. Yeah. Remember, I sat in the front row of a press conference at, I don't know if it was at Heinz or Three Rivers, and regretted it. He literally spits over the podium and hits you if you're in the front row.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I mean, Bill Cowher in the Hall of Fame. That's a joke. That's an effing joke.
I mean, Tony Dungy, like, there's a lot of guys.
But here's the thing about Tony Dungy. Well, you're going to give him credit for winning a Super Bowl. How about the fact about the biggest indictment? Gruden comes in and takes over his team when he couldn't get past the NFC championship game and wins it the year after Dungy's gone.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is more of an indictment of Dungy than a testament of the fact that you went up against Doug Gabriel, Rashea Caldwell, Jabbar Gaffney, an overweight Corey Dillon, and Phony Maroney, and you came back down 15 to beat him.
But I will also say, we've talked about this just with the Patriots in general, we're so spoiled with Bill Belichick, because I just said it, I thought Cowher's teams underachieved at time. I don't think Bill Belichick's teams underachieve very often, but we are blinded by Bill Belichick. We see the best coach. I don't think very much of Sean Payton, and yet, he's probably a Hall of Fame coach. Certainly, if he ever gets one more ring, you get the second ring, he'll be a Hall of Fame coach. And I'm like, does he really maximize his teams more often than not?
Well, not the last 3 years he has, and that's for sure.
But that's right. Hall of Fame coaches shouldn't go multiple years where they're like not max. Anybody can have an off year where things just fall apart. You know, Belichick 09, I can't get this team to do what I want it to do. Everybody has an off year. But if you have stretches of off years, how good are you?
Yeah. Right? I'm with you.
How great, how Hall of Fame worthy. It's like we're putting everybody in now. Everybody. And Flores, how come he doesn't get in?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Tom.
And here's the thing, too, for you know, like what Flores meant, too, especially in this politically correct era that we live in for, you know, diversity and inclusion. Tom Flores is a symbol for Hispanic Americans. He was the first Hispanic American to win a Super Bowl as a head coach.
Right.
And he won two of them. Jim Plunkett's not in. Jim Plunkett's not in the Hall of Fame, but yet people are like, oh, Eli. Eli was a 500 quarterback in his career.
Yeah, I think the Hall of Fame has sort of lost its way a little bit, the voters.
Oh, my God.
I can't even blame the normal voters.
This is one of the best texts. Someone said, how about this too, Mark? It's such good information about Bill Cowher. Jimmy Johnson, that agrees that Bill Cowher would be in the Hall of Fame before Jimmy Johnson's awful. How about this one? It said that how they announced him and said what he did for the game of football. What did he do for the game of football? What did he do for the game of football? Tell me.
I got nothing. He stayed in one place for a long time.
Bubby Brister was his first quarterback? I don't know. Mark Malone? What did he do?
Cordell Stewart.
Yeah.
I didn't really know.
What did he do?
I couldn't think of a single thing of impact other than failed against the Patriots.
And let me tell you this. Whatever, just so you know on this one, too, and we'll get your phone calls on the other side for the final segment. We should have done this an hour ago. As overrated and mediocre, glorified mediocrity that he was as a head coach, glorified mediocre, glorified. He's awful. I mean, you know what I think about Collinsworth, who I just can't stand, but at least Collinsworth had some sort of broadcasting acumen. Bill Cowher is garbage as a freaking analyst.
But you know who's even worse? Who? Did you see Jerry Rice when they went to halftime?
Oh, yeah.
He gave the score. He gave the score and said, we just got to keep playing. Or something. If you can find that, I don't mean to throw you guys under the...
No.
It was the worst, like, one-sentence analysis. I think Tirico was the one who did... I think even Tirico was like, That's all we're doing here. Okay, we'll go to commercials.
Yeah.
Like, it was unreal how bad. And Jerry Rice, they're not asking you to carry a segment. They want a sentence going into the break, and you couldn't give them that.
Yeah. There was one caller we just had on. We got a bunch of calls. We'll get you on the final segment, but said they wanted to defend Cowher. Come up. Just bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Just bring it. Please.
Fight.
Like, come on. You want to defend that glorified, mediocre, over... Oh, my God. Oh, Bill Cowher in the Hall of Fame over Jimmy Johnson. What a joke.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And on behalf of all of those of us who love this game and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it is my great
this
privilege.
This isn't right that this is happening right now. But
okay, I never
got that right.
Come back here, David.
Coach, I want to thank you for all you've done for the game.
What has he done?
All you're going to do for the game.
What has he done for the game?
And I want to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
What has he done for the game of football? He was the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers for 25, 26 years. What has he done for the game of football? I don't get it. Tell me what he's done for the game of football. Like, what did he do? Did he create the merger in the AFL and NFL? What did he, like, I don't get it. Like, what did he do for the game of football that revolutionized it so much?
Yeah, oh, yeah, nothing.
Like.
He used Slash.
Oh, he did win.
Cordell Stewart,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. He was the best coach, man. He got an ESPY award in 2006. Oh, congratulations.
I mean, he won games.
Yeah,
he was a good regular season coach.
Right.
They won a ton of games.
Yeah.
They often kind of came up short of their ultimate goal, some of that at the hands of the New England Patriots, some of that at the hands of the Patriots having to play in Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh falling on their face. But I've never, ever really thought of him and said, you know what, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest coaches ever.
No.
It just never, whatever. Good for him. By the way, was the big guy, what's his name, David? Is that his name? The big guy?
The Baker. Hall of Famer. David Baker.
Was he, like, crying there?
Like, yeah, he looked like he was.
Shouldn't this have been, like, the 1,000th time he's done this? Like, he lets people know they've made the Hall of Fame. That's part of his job. And he was, like, all choked up. I don't really understand it. Yeah. I feel like we're missing something.
By the way, Bill Cowher's playoff record, like you talk about, 12-9.
Yeah, that's fine.
12-9. Yeah,
good coach.
Right.
Good coach. One more than he lost.
Right.
It's better than the opposite. You don't want to be 9-12. You don't want to be on the losing end of that. But,
How about this? How about this? At least there was one broadcaster in February 2007. He joined CBS, and so Boomer's always been there. It was Bill Cowher along with Shannon Sharp and Dan Marino, three guys who I literally, like, you couldn't pay me to watch them say pay me to hear them say anything out of their mouth. Oh, Oh, I knew someone who was there at CBS for 15 years. She told me, she left, I've been trying to get rid of Dan Marino for a decade, and they finally did. All right, Nick LaPan, Dylan, thanks for your help, guys. Quick two-hour show. Coming up next, Jermaine Wiggins, Rich Keefe.
All right. NFL Sunday.
NFL Sunday right here on WEI.
And then,
have a great Sunday.
Football.
Yeah. I will say this. Go Chiefs.
What's wrong with Billy O'Brien? Why you got to root up against the local boy, the former Patriot assistant?
No,
O'Brien hater.
No. I actually hate the Chiefs. So, you know what? Texans.
Let's go, Billy O.
No.
Let's go, Billy O.
No,
Deshaun Watson?
How
do you not root for him?
I'm rooting for Houston. I think Houston, Tennessee,
JJ Watt.
They have a division, but I'm definitely going for Seattle tonight.
Yes.
No doubt.
And that's more about wanting to see Seattle Niners than anything else.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Do you remember what the Niners did to Niners did to Green Bay on a Sunday night? They destroyed them.
Yes.
So, all right. We will be back next Saturday in Mark and Hart. I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 to 1, right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.